This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
I'm a late comer to Schubert, although I've played a lot of Schubert in my life ever since I was a teenager. I wasn't sure if I understood or that he understood me. Let's put it that way, if he liked my playing. It's only recently I've realized that there's a depth in Schubert which inspires me incredibly. I find deep colors and deep emotions. It's painted on a canvas, but it's hung on a line which goes on forever. It's infinite.
That's Irish pianist Barry Douglas. He's just released the first in a series of recordings celebrating the solo piano works of Franz Schubert. For this first volume, Barry wanted to focus on Schubert at the height of his creative powers.
I wanted to start with two aspects of Schubert. One, his virtuoso piano writing, and I think The Wanderer Fantasy is one of those pieces which shows the command that Schubert had, while he may not have played the piece on the piano. Nevertheless, he produced something which is of mind-boggling difficulty, where he shows off his compositional style, where from four or five little ideas a whole piece emerges, which is monumental.
Because Schubert was also an incredible songwriter, Barry Douglas also wanted to include a few transcriptions of Schubert's songs.
And Liszt has produced these incredible versions. There are original pieces in their own right, but they are comments, they are asides about these great songs. Liszt uses the piano, of course, in his own inimitable style. He's like he's found the essence of what Schubert is about. And transcribe that onto the piano, and it's totally unique. So I want to put a selection of Liszt's interpretations of Schubert songs on several of the albums.
The other monumental piece Barry Douglas includes on this recording is the piano sonata in B-flat major. There are those who believe Schubert composed this work as a last testament just before his death.
I don't hear any of that in this music. I hear a kind of pure humanity, a kind of understanding. And this is amazing. This is a guy in his early 30s, and it touches us. You get the feeling that this is a wise old man. And then you look at his output and you realize that, rather like Mozart, to have written all of that in a short space of time, he must be just constantly writing, not even composing. It was like someone's dictating to him just to get that stuff down on paper.
Barry Douglas may be a latecomer to Schubert, so now maybe he's trying to make up for lost time, as he plans not one, not two, but how many volumes of Schubert's piano music?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that. I'm not quite sure, because there is a lot of Schubert available to play on the piano. It would be all the really the most important things that he wrote for piano, but I'm not sure what will happen. This could be a project which could go on forever, but I'm hoping to contain it in maybe 5 years and get through it by then.
As he releases this first in a series of recordings celebrating the solo piano works of this great 19th century Viennese composer, it's pretty clear Barry Douglas and Schubert have come to some kind of a mutual understanding of one another. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.